Something discussed, spew, and said towards black women from black men. And it has a lot of people wondering, do black men hate black women? Is it that hard to date black women? Is women, black women, are too high maintenance? Are they the problem? Like, what is the issue with black men and black women nowadays? There's so many questions. There's so much that people like myself still continues to be puzzled by. Now, do I believe that all black men as a whole hate black women? No, I don't. Do I think that all black men view black women as the problem and that they're too high maintenance? No. Do I believe that all black men feel that black women are just horrible to date? No, I don't. Because if we're going to be honest, there are plenty of people that hate black women. The Caucasian race, the Latino, Hispanic, and even your own race. And I think that when people are honest and you actually look at things from a different lens, you will see that black women is the root of a lot of scrutiny that happens in this country, everywhere, to be honest. If you're too dark, it's a problem. If you're not light enough, you're a problem. Or if your nose is too wide, it's a problem. If your lips is too big, it's a problem. There's always layers to criticize and to attack black women about that some people buy these things and they get worshipped. I think for me, I have been a little disappointed in black men at this. I never realized there were so many black men that had issues with black women. There are so many black men that generalize black women as a whole. It had me wondering, like, have I met them in my lifetime? Like, did I go to church with them? Like, what the fuck? Because so many of them generalize black women as if they've had experience with every black woman in the world. There's so many lies that have been told that women, black women don't take care of their kids and black women keep their children from their fathers. And let me just say this. I do feel that there are some women that are still hurt and bitter and have been unable to detach from their children's father. And so some of them have, however, used their children or child as a pawn to keep having a handle or control in the narrative. But if we look at the whole totality of black women as a whole that may be single parents, I don't believe that every single black mother is doing that because these mothers need a fucking break. These mothers want their children to get the fuck out their house sometime and go chill with their daddy. Go get on his ass. Go stress him the fuck out. Go holler, dad, 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 50 motherfucking times a day. So do I believe that black women are just saying, I'm gonna get pregnant by this man and I'm gonna get his child support and then I'm gonna keep him from the child so that I can fuck his head up? Who does that? Why? Most women, and I ain't arguing with nobody, most women that have been unable to move past their children's father is because they still fuck him. When things are not going with their baby daddy situation, he comes back and he fucks the baby mama. And she leaves that door open, which keeps her from moving forward with her life and meeting someone that's gonna give her what she needs without allowing someone that don't want her to keep dipping back and forth. I said what the fuck I said. It's just like in friendships when you're friends with a person that you love and you care about, and you don't want to start over, so you're comfortable with that person, and that person will use you and use you. Now, they're meeting other people. They're getting to know other people, other women, but they still leave that door open for you and them. And then when you start meeting other people, oh, they treat you like you're trash. That's a selfish person. That's a selfish person. And so they use the fact that the mother is still attached to them as an excuse to say, well, they won't allow me to be, take them to fucking court. File documents. So show some documents that you at least attempted to get custody of your child or give visitation rights to your child. Show that. Because regardless if a woman say, you're not seeing my child. No, you not. Fuck that. You have a right to have access to your child so you can file to see your child. That's what kills me. And the court system is just set up for the men. I've seen court systems take children from their mother and give them to a father that doesn't do anything but work his ass off. He's never hard at home. The mother did all of the heavy lifting, took them to doctor's appointments, went to school, got them dressed, did school shopping, took care of them when they sick. And the court system took them children from their mother and gave them to their father. More than one instance. So people can miss me with that bullshit and say that this doesn't happen, because it does. Anything worth fighting for, you're going to fucking fight for it. There are some women that intentionally play the game to hurt men. I get that. I'm not minimizing that. And then I've heard one person tell me that if there were more black women that were getting on black women for poor character and this and that, whatever, the way they get on black men, this world would be better. Well, the world is better because of those black women. But if the world is only getting on those black women and not getting on these black men, the world would definitely not be shit, because it would continue to allow these men to have these ego to get worse. They're never going to change. They don't have to take accountability for the shit that they do, the shit that they say, their actions. And that is really the root of the problem, if we're going to be honest. I love my black men. I think they are some of the most amazing men in the world. And I don't even think that they even understand sometimes how powerful they are. But you got men that have trained young teenage boys to be murderers, to be drug dealers. Welcoming them in gangs. I mean, like grown men, because you tell these kids that you can kill someone and you'll get out before I will, because you're a teenager, you're a juvenile. Teaching them to hate. There's this podcast called Fresh and Fit. And I think they're some of the most, especially the host, ignorant, inexperienced, insecure. I just think that it's a lot. It just baffles me. I remember I was listening to the Fresh and the Fit podcast, and they were having this meeting with Asian, they were interviewing Asian Doll. And it got so heated to the point where Asian Doll ended up walking out of that interview. And it was a very tense exchange with her and the host, Myron Gaines, after she called him a mean ass fuck. And after that, she walked out. That clip was on from that podcast, surfaced on the internet, where Gaines and the co-host, Walter Weeks, or whatever you call his name, were bashing black women, calling them Shaniquas and Night Riders, and saying that they would never date them. social media post where Gaines was coaching on how to do sexual coercion also turned up on social media, and it turned a lot of heads and it made a lot of people uncomfortable. Which they used to be podcasting with Joe Budden, and Joe Budden, you know, he normally be in the shits, he normally be in some stuff, but he actually commented about the podcaster's shameful behavior and how he was blasted them, and what was now they've deleted the Instagram post. He said, you know, it doesn't normally post about other podcasts, but he had to on that, you know, make an exception. He said, I don't see these two doofies, but they don't get to do this. I don't know these two doofies, but they don't get to do this. And he went on to say how ignorant they was and insecure, and they were fragile and weak for this stall gimmick to not be seen through. And he also said that black women are everything, especially beautiful, and every kind of beautiful too. So to hear this from them, it's laughable, but it's not. It's not y'all don't date black women, fam. Black women won't date y'all. And I can tell, so you harbor this hate and base opinions off as if you've been outside long enough to even know yourself. And y'all are angry about it, just not angry enough to not use them. And it's true. And to be honest, I think that the host is well aware that that hate and love from black women brings clout to whatever they're doing. Let him rest in peace. Kevin Samuels did the same thing. And if they truly hate black women, leave them out of the conversation. Leave black women alone. I think these idiots know most podcasters can't get off the ground or gain any type of recognition or clout or traction without love or hate from black women. And they both act as if it's fuel. And there's nothing more me to see than a just insecure, cheap, tasteless way to make money. And the words don't match the actions, because if you hate them, do it without them. Don't even have them be a topic. Don't have them be on your show as a guest, because you clearly don't know how to host them, clearly. So don't cater the conversation towards them. Say no to every single dollar amount that these people offer you, every single dollar amount that comes with your views, your downloads, even your subscription generate directly or indirectly to them. And then more people will probably fucking believe the shit that you say. This is just pure coward and laziness, amongst other things. I'm not gonna get into that. I just feel like if you can't find a funny or some type of creative way for your podcast to be exclusive or discuss dating, then go back to the drawing board. Go back and reprocess that. And I'm not even getting into the lecture on the way they hate themselves. I'm just glad that they allow themselves to be seen for who they are. And for the record, I don't know a Shakina, a Shaniqua, but I love Shaniquas and Baquishas and LaKenya. I'm just saying, like, I think that those are some amazing people, if you ask me. I do see why many black women have come to the point where they hate some of these men having microphones. I'm gonna attempt to play it.
I'm very calm, but it's like, bro, you gotta show a little bit of respect on the
It's
platform.
cool,
disrespect. You
bro.
talking about
Chill.
shit. I say you mean. It is what it is. What the fuck you want me to say?
That's
You
not the truth,
mean?
though.
You mad about saying mean? You grown as hell.
What?
Yeah, well.
Okay. So earlier on the show, it
Fuck.
was a little back and forth. So he was just telling her to chill because it was like 5 times he told her to like chill.
Yeah.
So that's what.
And the fact that the other black women that was on the show was like, yeah, It's like they have no show without y'all. Let's see if I can get this to stay on.
I say you mean. It is what it is. What the fuck you want me to say?
That's
you
not the truth, though.
You mad about saying me? You grown as hell.
What?
Yeah, well.
Okay. So, earlier on the show, it was a little back and forth. So, he was just telling her to chill because it was like 5 times before, like, chill.
Yeah.
So, that's what.
Yeah, I can't get it to play all the way through. It keep buffering. But it did something to me to watch it and to see the other black women that was on the show was like, yeah. And then they have a white woman. I think both of them were white, two white women. And they were just sitting there. One was just hard up smiling like it was nothing. And I just felt like, why are y'all giving these type of receding hairline, ugly, insecure men this attention? Like, why? Like, they are making money off of money off of money, attacking black women, and black women are continuously to go on those shows. And I just don't understand it, but I wish I could play the whole thing, but I can't. But afterwards, she said that on Twitter, she posted that I was so calm yesterday because I knew what he was trying to do. She said Mr. Freddy Krueger was finna get beat down M Street off camera. I'm thankful for the growth and self-control, and I'm happy I defended another black woman because he was treating her so bad. Ew. And then someone said he wouldn't have talked to no guy like that, and how he not know who she is, but she's on his show. Which was true. Like, a lot of things he say is just, it just baffles me. And then someone said, a black man, the 90s would never, said, and this is why Kevin Samuels is necessary. You can't tell black women shit. That man's tone was not mean or aggressive. So it was about his tone. It wasn't about what he said. It wasn't about him being disrespectful. He had an opinion about the woman. She said that he was mean, and you can say what you want to because it's your show, but someone can't tell you that you're mean. You grown. Like, I don't understand. And this is, and you all see the men that are commenting, that was commenting. Oh my God. Like, when I say facelift in the making, it's almost like having a fat man cheat on you and then act like you were the gift, that he act like they the gift to you. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Do you see you? Like, having a man that's really like toe up on the flow up, ugly as hell, lie, scheme, and cheat on you, and then turn around and act like they were the best thing to happen to you. And then you're sitting there like, what the fuck? Like, did I just help you play me? It baffles me. And it's like, you thought because you got someone like me that you're going to get someone like me again that's going to actually genuinely love you, care about you. Like, that's what this situation is like. It's like, dude, calm the fuck down. Like, chill the fuck out. But I've always said that it'd be the ugliest men with the highest ego and the biggest, you know, misogynistic personality, to where it's like, what is it about you and your mama that you didn't heal from? Because that's what it comes down to. Like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave this conversation alone. I feel like there's no way in the world that they should have went on, that she should have went on this show.
That's not the truth, though.
You mad about saying me? You grown as hell.
Well,
yeah, well.
Okay. So, earlier on the show, it was a little back and forth. So, he was just telling her to chill because it was like 5 times before, like, chill.
Yeah.
So, that's what.
It won't play. So, I'm not even going to try to keep it playing anyway. If people actually listen to the whole podcast, they will know that that's not what just happened. That's not just it. But I digress. But I'm going to say this. The fact that they still have little girls, they still continue to go on this show, for whatever reason, baffles me. They know the type of person and people that run these podcasts. They know their mentality towards Black women. They know how they think and feel. They know the type of fans or followers that they market towards, and you still go on these people's show. For what reason? Why? What does it say about you? Are those the type of men that you want in your life? Because on the show, it isn't. So why are you going on these people's show? And then when you go on these show, you really don't speak up for yourself or defend yourself or anything. You really just sit there like a bump on the log. So why even go there? I feel like some young women are so naive and immature and searching for a place in this world to where many of them will go anywhere. They will find a place anywhere that they feel will fit them. Even though it doesn't serve them, it doesn't make them happy, but if it fits them in that moment and it makes their name ring, they will go. It doesn't matter what type of publicity it is. They don't care, and I don't understand that, and I'm not trying to understand it. I pray that my girls always have enough self-respect, self-dignity, and pride to not allow someone to treat them as such and give someone that treat other women like them in that type of disgust and feel like it's okay because they didn't say it to them. That's a no-no. So, these men are little boys. They're boys. They haven't found themselves. They haven't figured out where the hurt and the pain has come from. They have a lot of hidden trauma that they haven't pulled back the surface and see what's actually going on. These are a lot of little boys that have like little dicks and a small brain. And I said it. I don't care what anyone has to say about me. I don't get on social media or in this podcast and try to be something that I'm not. I don't have an opinion about other people just so it could benefit me. This is how I feel. I would never want anyone to treat me as such. And I think anybody that does these things and talk to women this way and think this way about Black women is disgusting. I think they are horrible individuals. I said what the fuck I said. And if we have to worry about our own Black men bashing and criticizing us and tearing us down, we don't stand a chance with other races. But yet, at the same time, when Black women go and date outside their race, they're a sellout. Oh, you gotta dim your Blackness. You gotta be fake. Says who? Who told you that? And just because one woman or whatever women have said, well, you know, sometimes I had to dim my Blackness because of X, Y, that was their experience. That's because they choose to be with somebody that really wasn't with them for them. That doesn't apply to every situation. There are some decent, good white men out there that really do love Black women as a whole. They love women. Period. I think that when Black men bash Black women for dating outside their race is because it kind of reflects on the type of men that they really are. Because if a Black woman is interested in a white man or open to being with a white man, that says that most of these Black men that I have came in contact with didn't treat me the way I deserve to be treated, so I moved on to white men. And that's not what happens in most cases. But that's the way most Black men that think that way, that feel a certain way about Black women dating white men. They feel like that Black woman is crucifying them or putting them down or attacking Black men. And that's not how that works. Now, there are some Black women that are very ignorant and be like, well, I'm not dating my own race. I'm just going to date white men and that's that. Kudos to you if that's what you choose to do. It's a stupid reason. But kudos to you if that's what you want to do. I'm not knocking you, but don't bash or put down Black men when you do it. And I can honestly say, I'm not going to say that it never happened, but I'm going to say I have never heard Black women put down Black men as a whole to justify them dating outside their race. They have expressed that in what my experience with Black men have been this, that, or the other compared to white men. And I respect that. And I think Black women will respect Black men even more for having an opinion towards them dating outside their race if they didn't have to crucify and dissect and minimize and destroy Black women in the process of justifying them dating outside their race. Because at the end of the day, many of us don't fucking care. Many of us do not care who you date. I have uncles that's married to white women and dated white women, got children with white women. So none of that fucking matters. My daughter's married to a white man. Who cares? just stop trying to make excuses for why you need to justify you dating outside your race. Why? Because for years and years and years, you've dated black women. You've been with black women. They've been your friend. They've been your lover. They've been this, they've been that. And now when you get a little money, they the worst person in the world. I don't get it. And if you look in the mirror of the people that's saying it, oh my God, it's some of the ugliest men in the world. And let me say this, confident is a motherfucker. And you can tell they got confident because these bitches are ugly. These men are fucking ugly, and then they have the audacity to call women ugly. Have the audacity to call women fake and talk about women eyelashes and hair and all this and that. And many times the women that you call in bald headed, them women got a head full of hair under them wigs. Majority of the time, them women have nothing but motherfucking hair under that wig. They just like to change their style and protect their hair. But, you know, that's a woman thing, not a man thing. If you were more concentrated on a you thing, you wouldn't be worried about that woman thing with that hair and wig. Long as that woman look good, clean, decent, and care and respectful, why does that matter? I can go on and on, but I don't want to go on and on because these men makes my ass hurt. Makes it hurt. I think that there are a lot of immature men. I think there are a lot of men that are searching and seeking for things that they didn't or couldn't get when they were in high school and college. Even now, there are a lot of older men that still play the same games. And that is no change in people. I think that there are more black men that love, appreciate, and care for black men than there are some. And I think it's a matter of if you're dealing with a man or a boy. That's just the bottom line. And many times, boys have been able to camouflage who they are to these women. So they've been able to get away with it. They've been able to waste these women time and invest. And these women gets invested in them and don't want to be wrong and don't want to walk away because they value these people and they see potential and they see effort. Fuck effort. Fuck potential. If them motherfuckers ain't giving you what you need right now, guess what? Leave them the fuck alone because you're the one that's going to be looking like a motherfucking fool. Let the motherfuckers be. Let them go out there and find whatever it is that they fucking want. Let them get what they need. Don't try to protect people that don't want protecting. Don't try to support people that don't want supporting. Don't try to love a person that don't want your loving. Let them be. And stop fighting for the motherfuckers. Let them fight for their own fucking self. Yeah, I said what the fuck I said. So, on the gist of it, I don't think that this applies to all black men. I just think it depends on the black man and what you're dealing with. I did a lot of shammy of talking. I hope that someone understood the point and the gist of what I meant. If you didn't, I'm sorry. I hope you enjoy this segment. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you hitting that listener support button. I appreciate all of you guys. I kid you not. Let me tell you something. There are so many people that were supposed to be my friend that now not my friend that never listens to my podcast. Never listens to them. And it used to bother me for a while. It used to bother me, but then it was like, I don't care. I don't care. Because most time when people did listen to my podcast, they were just listening to see if I was going to talk about them. And I'm sitting there thinking like, I'm not going to talk bad about you. But then I realized any situation that I had with them, they didn't want me to even talk about any situation that I had with them. And so if I would talk about a situation with another friend, and if it's remotely similar to anything that I went through with them, they would say that I'm talking about them. Anything that I said on my podcast at one time was about them, and it wasn't. You know how tiring it is having to explain to someone about every single thing with you? It's tiring, especially when you don't do the same thing to them. But then I realized that the more you give to people, the more they're going to take. And the more they take, that should let you know where you stand with them, how they view you. Just saying. That's my time, you guys. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your understanding. I ask that you guys share the podcast and continue to come back and listen. You guys give me more topics to talk about, and so I will talk about it, hopefully. when I can. All right. Peace.